And that's why this was just a huge decision. And I don't think people really understand it when they hear it. They think, oh, it's, you know, allowed the Arizona thing to move forward. They also don't understand that I think Arizona and California are currently the only ones to have this type of quote-unquote independent redistricting commission. So a lot of other states could certainly benefit from that, but benefit from the larger picture, from the idea of the people's referendum, that we actually can change laws, that we actually can change things for the better. And remember, that whole, you know, the referendum movement entirely began in the early part of the 20th century. And they talk about that in the Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
That was the previous progressive age that said, yeah, the people can have, you know, some form of direct democracy. And here we are over 100 years later fighting to preserve that first progressive age. And I would say, and I've been arguing on the broadcast now for some time, that we are on the cusp of another progressive age. And I know it's not, popular to not be outraged in talk radio that everything is a disaster. But actually, I think everything is not a disaster. I think that in many cases and many places, we are finally now seeing this country move forward, too slow to be sure, but finally moving forward in a progressive direction. So as bad as things are in many cases and in many ways, I think I'm happy to say we might finally be righting this country after many decades of the wrong direction.